Nolte, Violent Crime Explodes in Democrat-Run Cities. By John Nolte on June 22, 2020. Over the weekend, a dozen people were either injured or killed by gunfire in Minneapolis. According to Powerline's John Hinderaker, this took place in the heart of Uptown, an entertainment and shopping district, within a few blocks of some of the city's most expensive neighborhoods. Just a couple blocks from the shooting, this act of lawlessness was allowed just a night or two before. We have seen, unfortunately, over the past several months, an uptick in violent crime in Minneapolis. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo said Sunday. We are certainly doing our best to address that. The Democrats who run Minneapolis, and who have run Minneapolis for nearly 50 years, just passed a veto-proof pledge to dismantle that city's police department. Elsewhere. Over the weekend, there was a fatal shooting in Seattle's Chaz. The six-block zone left-wing anarchists have successfully liberated from the city with the mayor's blessing. A 19-year-old man was killed and another man was injured by the gunfire. Here's what happened when police attempted to access the crime scene. Democrats have run Seattle for 30 years. Elsewhere. Over the weekend, more than 100 people were shot and 14 died in Chicago. This happened just 2 weeks after Chicago suffered its most violent day in 60 years. In May of 2020, 409 people were shot in the Windy City, an increase from 332 in May of 2019. Overall, shootings in Chicago are up 71%. Murders in Chicago are up 60%. Democrats have run Chicago since 1933. Elsewhere. Over the weekend, shootings in New York City soared. This is not a typo, 358% over last year. Over this same weekend in 2019, 12 people were shot. That number jumped to 55 this weekend. During the month of May, when compared to last year, murders jumped by 79%, shootings by 64%, and burglaries by 34%. New York just disbanded one of its most effective anti-crime units, ceased stopping and frisking those suspected of carrying a firearm, and instituted the lunacy of bail reform. In just a few short years, New York's Democrat mayor, Bill de Blasio, has unraveled the miracle of Republican Mayor Rudy Giuliani's New York. A New York that had been a cesspool of crime and filth before Giuliani transformed it into a model of big city safety, cleanliness, and prosperity. All of the above is what happens when you give Democrats political power. Chaos, death, despair, poverty, homelessness, violence, blight, and crashing property values. And in the wake of the George Floyd protests and riots, in the wake of every Democrat politician seeking to appease and mollify those who will never be appeased and mollified, the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, these Democrat-run cities and countless others are only going to get worse, much worse. The movement to defund, abolish, and weaken law enforcement embraced by Democrats and their media enablers is a recipe for disaster, most especially in predominantly Black neighborhoods. Unless the Democrats who run these cities wake up, the violence we just saw over Father's Day weekend will soon be remembered as the good old days. The same Democrat mayors who are solely responsible for every police department where deadly force has been used against an unarmed Black American are the same Democrats proving once again how little they care about Black lives by abandoning Black neighborhoods to rioters, gangs, cartels, looters, drug dealers, and armed criminals. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.